Mark Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. French authorities say they arrested two suspects in connection with last week's Louvre jewelry heist, and that one was arrested at a Paris airport Saturday trying to leave the country. ABC's Marcus Moore is at the foreign desk.
This robbery taking just 7 minutes, and we recently learned that investigators were analyzing DNA and fingerprint traces recovered at the scene, as well as on items dropped as they made that daring escape on motorbikes.
President Trump's in Malaysia. That's the first stop on his trip to Asia, where he took part in a signing that expands a ceasefire agreement between Cambodia and Thailand. He also announced a 10% increase in tariffs on Canadian goods. That's in response to a TV ad in Ontario that featured former President Reagan criticizing tariffs. Hurricane Melissa keeps getting stronger, now Category 4 strength, expected to reach Jamaica late Monday or Tuesday. Officials there are urging people to seek shelter. This is ABC News. Authorities in southeastern North Carolina are looking for a suspect in a shooting at a teen party early Saturday just outside of Maxton. 13 people were shot. Two of them died. Robeson County Sheriff Bernice Wilkins said more than 150 ran away before police arrived.
It's unfortunate that because we've had another incident here in the county a year or two ago. We just had a similar scenario, over 150 people there. No one wanted to talk, and it's still an unsolved murder today.
A New Jersey police officer has been charged with misconduct. Prosecutors say Franklin Township Sergeant Kevin Ballara was the on-duty officer when police got 911 calls reporting gunshots and screaming. But prosecutors say that instead of immediately responding, he drove to an ATM in the opposite direction, then spent almost 2 hours in restaurants. The shooting turned out to be a double murder. He's due to appear in court next month. Actress June Lockhart died.
Lassie's part of this family, and she's just going to have to learn to accept it.
The 100-year-old, known for her roles in TV shows like Lassie. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
A very funny stand-up comic, Mr. Mike Toomey. The last time I saw a Goldie Hawn film in the theater, the male lead was giving her a foot massage, and it was the worst foot I've ever seen. I actually said out loud, I went, ew. And my aunt started cracking up.
Yeah, maybe they could have had a stand-in, like a stunt foot.
Please,
something.
Even if it's a guy's foot, I don't care.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. It's spooky season, and that means kids all over Wisconsin are trick-or-treating. Lisa Hale has some safety information for families.
I think when we talk about safety in general, every year somewhere in the country, there tends to be some sort of concern about candy. Now, is it happening everywhere? No.
That's Lieutenant Megan Cash, the Public Information and Community Resources Officer with the Appleton Police Department. To stay safe and for peace of mind, Cash says there are steps parents and kids can take to ensure their candy and other treats are safe.
Wait till you get home looking through that candy. Know where you're going trick-or-treating. Understand some of those concerns can still exist, but more of that concern is about just like making sure things aren't unwrapped.
Cash said when choosing a costume, to avoid long trailing fabric that can be a tripping hazard. If your child is wearing a mask, make sure the eye holes are large enough for them to see clearly, or forgo the mask completely and use makeup instead. Give trick-or-treaters flashlights or glow sticks to help them see better, and so drivers can see the little monsters, ghosts, witches, and Power Rangers better.
Trying to maintain that visibility is really important. But let's say you are going as a group, staying in that group, making sure that when you're moving in that group, that you're staying on the sidewalks. Crossing the road safely is really important. You know, looking both ways.
Check with your local municipality for trick-or-treating days and times. And as you prepare for the spooky night, make it less scary by using safety tricks that make treats even better. I'm Lisa Hale, Civic Media News.
And I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is Civic Media News.
We'll be right back. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mainly sunny for today, a high in the upper 50s. A mostly clear sky tonight, low in the upper 30s. And more sun on Monday, a high in the mid-50s. After that, rain chances return for Monday night, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Current temp is 30.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Dustin Mack from Appleton's History Museum at the Castle. We talk Wisconsin Dells ghost boat tours, and musician Strategic joins me in studio. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. From Denmark to De Pere, this is 97.9 WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. City on rock and roll.
From the Civic Media studios in Green Bay, this is Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, a weekly program focusing on local issues, prominent local candidates, political experts, and community leaders, helping to build better communities. This is Lean Local. And now, here's your host, former Green Bay Mayor Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome everyone to another episode of Lean Local. This is the show where we do what we say, and we really lean into what's going on locally here. And you know, we've been doing this for coming up on a year, where we talk about local issues, local community things that are happening, and we bring in local leaders to talk about it. And that's not to say we're not interested in or concerned about what's going on nationally and internationally, and obviously in the state too. But we really focus put our arms around Greater Green Bay, Brown County, and kind of what's happening here locally. And I think that's important. I spent 20 years in politics locally, and Civic Media thinks that's important, and that's one of the reasons they made a commitment. But it's not just us that feel that way, and I'm going to share some numbers with you in just a second. We as a nation aren't as connected locally as we were, and as we should be. And you can say, Well, I'll give you the reason. So it hurts. It hurts a community when you're not politically, people running for office, engagement-wise, community events. And we're going to talk today about how can we be connected locally. It's tough. I mean, if your sources on news is TV, they just, for whatever reason, aren't as focused on the local community as they were back in the day. I think a couple reasons. One is I think there's just some pressure from their ownership. There's also a tremendous amount of advertising on TV, and which takes time, right? If you got a 30-minute TV newscast, you probably only have 20 minutes to really talk to the community. And part of that, a big part of that, is weather. And like, I don't get that, but I talked to a couple of producers. I'm like, why do you have so much weather? Like, they're like, well, that's what people want. So anyway, they just don't have time. In their defense, and look, I think the local media are really good people, but I just don't think they cover the local coverage as much as they should. And, you know, when you look at what's going on just nationally, I'll get down to Green Bay in just a second, but, you know, Pew Research, which does, obviously that's what they do, is research. Just back in 2016, which isn't that long ago, 37% of the U.S. adults say they followed local news. You know, in 2024, that's fallen to 22%. I mean, that's significant. 37% of the people were following local news. Now it's 22%. The same report showed that people dropped at least somewhat closely followed one local station, dropped from 78% to 66%. And according to the Metal Local News Initiative, that's, of course, Northwestern, more than one-third of the U.S. counties have zero local news outlets. Zero. And many more have only one. So when you look at all the counties, of course, we have 72 here in Brown County, but, you know, Bayfield, you know, there's nothing up there for local news. And how do you get people to run for office, to go to an event, if there's nothing local? And of course, employment in local journalism is dropped like 75%. So that's a little bit scary. Now, here in Northeast Wisconsin, that's more on the national, but, you know, Wisconsin has lost roughly 30% of its newspapers since 2004. you know, we were just talking before we came on the air. That's not that long ago, right? 2004. Of course, our intern wasn't born then. But for most of us, that is not a long time ago that we've lost all those newspapers. And Wisconsin Public Radio, they have said that their staff cuts have meant fewer local stories and just more coverage of statewide and national, which that happens. Some Wisconsin counties, like I said, Bayfield, are noted as news deserts. So what are the effects on that, right? So we're thinking, oh, my God, you know, maybe he's right. Maybe there is less coverage locally. So, but what's the big deal? Well, it is a big deal. Reduced civic engagement and knowledge, that's scary. When people don't run for office because they don't know what's going on locally. You know, we had coffee before we came on the air, and you look at the last county board race. We have 26 seats on the county board. The majority of them were unopposed. And you could say, well, so that's something to talk about, because even if the right person is in office, the challenge gets the issues out. You get literature at home, you get to go to a debate, and you get to hear things. If the position is unchallenged, it just isn't talked about. You're not talking about the issues with what's going on with the new pod at the jail, what are we going to do about the airport, you know, we're going to do with this highway or that highway. And some of those things need to be talked about. And if it's not challenged, it doesn't happen. And this is a little scary, but if we're not following the news, there's weaker accountability and oversight. I think we have a pretty clean government here in Northeast Wisconsin and Wisconsin in general. But remember that City of Industry? You know, that wasn't that long ago. They weren't covered by anybody. And these council people and the mayor get together, and they would have meetings. You have to have an agenda, and then you have to call the meeting to order and have. But they were having all these meetings. Nobody would show up. It wasn't covered by the press. Nobody cared. And they were paying themselves like $200,000 and voting these raises. And they're like, yeah, we did it legally. I mean, we had the meeting. We announced it. Nobody came. And I mean, I think they all went to jail. But it was just crazy how they just fleeced this little community. And it's because there was no local coverage. The guy from the LA Times is the one who figured that all out. But there's this increased risk of news deserts and information inequality. I think if we're not engaged locally, there's this fragmentation of shared local reality and trust. So I just think there's a lot of reasons to lean into the local community. And yeah, I'm trying to do that with this show. And we're going to talk about other sources of local news. I have a guest on here who's sitting next to me, and we're going to talk to him for the next half hour. But, and again, I'm not taking anything away from what we have right now, right? I get the Green Bay Press Gazette. I watch television on occasion. But a couple new resources have come up that I'd like you to really consider and give it a try. And I'm going to talk today about another newspaper. I'm going to talk today about another online source. And then I'm going to talk a little bit about another radio source. And I'm just hoping that people in the next, you know, couple, 3 months start getting more engaged locally here, because it helps everything. Attendance on events, it just helps people when you're talking around the water cooler about, you know, this is a bigger deal than I thought. And of course, there's always financial impacts with the taxes and the budget, but it's really more of a spirit of cooperation and community engagement. And we don't want to lose that, because as I mentioned earlier, but if we lose that community engagement, there's nothing good that happens. And we need that, and we need to be leaders in that. So I have with us, I think you may have heard of the Press Times, but relatively new newspaper here in Green Bay. Mike has known him for a little while. Mike Hollihan, right? Hollihan? Okay. Mike Hollihan, he's the general manager at the Press Times. And his background is rooted in Green Bay, which is a big, big plus for us. He's the general manager, plays a key leadership role in the direction of the paper. And he was instrumental in the decision to expand the paper's coverage to include the city of Green Bay. after, you know, multimedia channels purchased the publication in 2017. He likes this hyper-local news strategy, focusing on community-specific news and events. He sees a future for the newspapers with a combination of weekly print edition as well as a strong daily online presence. And he's involved in, which is pretty cool, we talked about this earlier when we had coffee, the future of local journalism. You know, he's got internship programs with the University of Wisconsin-Green Bay and St. Norbert College. So that's interesting stuff. And when you Google the Press Times, like, well, I never heard of them. The Press Times, get this. This is their opening line when you Google them. You go under, you know, news sources, Press Times comes up, media channels, and this is Green Bay's number one newspaper covering local news and sports. The number one paper, and this, which the city council voted these guys. This is where the city council, the government, has to publish things, right? I mean, that's part of their responsibility as a government, that there's certain things that have to be published, right? When your garbage is getting picked up, when foreclosures, all that kind of stuff. And this is the paper that the council goes to. So the paper, it's locally owned and operated, $49 annually, delivered by the post office. And it's just, it's a great paper. I love it. And, you know, just they cover it all, right? Things from what's going on in Pulaski, what's going on in Green Bay, things about the museum, and easy to read, and it's local. I mean, we want to read about the Gaza Strip, I get that, and we want to read about, you know, what's going on in Colombia and Venezuela, but this is where you're going to have your coffee or have it around for the weekend and focus on what's local. And you know, Mike, I think this is great what you're doing. I hope your paper's successful. I want to talk to you about why you made this decision and how people can get more engaged. So welcome.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me.
Glad you're here. So you've been at this for how many years has the Press Times been working here in Green Bay?
It was originally called the Ashwaubenon Times. Lois Obinger started it in 1970, but we bought it from Mike Obinger's wife back in 2017.
Yeah. And you're not without competition, right? I mean, there's...
Correct.
But, and I'm gonna, again, I don't want to talk bad about anybody, but being owned by Gannett and being owned by you, or the Wood family, are two different things.
No question about it. I mean, the people that are working for Gannett here are good people. They're in the community. They're local. But currently, Gannett now is owned, was bought out a few years ago by Gatehouse Media. Gatehouse Media kept the Gannett name, but they had just gotten out of bankruptcy a few years before they bought Gannett. And now Gannett currently is over $1 billion in debt. That's a B, $1 billion in debt. And their largest owner is SoftBank out of Japan. Second largest owner is Fortress Media out of New York. And so it gets a little tough when you get to be that big. And again, I can't reiterate that the individuals that are working for that paper locally are good people and they're doing the best they can.
But it's not that local.
Well, so what we feel, if you look at the internet and what that's done to media in general, is it's disrupted it. And, you know, you can get all your national news for free on the internet, whether you want CNN or Fox, whatever flavor you want. The one thing that you really can't get on the internet is hyper-local news, hyper-local sports, and arts and entertainment. The only place you can get it is if there is a media outlet that focuses on that. And so we intentionally don't do any national news because, again, you can get that for free anywhere and just focus strictly on the hyper-local.
Okay, I want to talk to you. We're going to take a quick break here, but how do you get that information? You know, I mean, it's out there, but you seem to get it pretty timely and at the fingertips. And I'll talk about the sports, too, because that's a big deal here in Green Bay. We're going to be right back. You're listening to Lean Local with Jim Schmidt.
From Ashwaubenon to Alloway, this is 97.9 WGBW. Time out on the field. Let's bring in Gina Della from Pella. What's the winning game plan this month?
Wayne, a whole house of new windows for as low as $297 a month with 0% interest for up to 60 months.
Wow, that's a drive you can sustain for years. No penalties, no extra interest.
And unlike opponents, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin actually stops the drafts.
Don't sit on the sidelines, folks. Make your move today at PellaWI.com.
Zero restrictions apply. It's 1031-2025.
Lakeland Care is proud to be named one of the top workplaces in Wisconsin for 2025. But what really sets us apart is our commitment to providing personalized support for frail elders and adults with disabilities. Our care teams go above and beyond to help our members live their best lives with dignity and independence. Interested in becoming a member? Visit your local Aging and Disability Resource Center to see if you qualify. To learn more, visit www.lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
It's officially October, which means it's time to celebrate Halloween all month long. And if you're looking for some of the best Halloween events or all of the different trunk-or-treats that are around for the kids, don't you worry, I got you covered. From raves, trunk-or-treats, glow-in-the-parks, or Halloween parties, I will meticulously search just for you, so you don't have to stress. You can just have fun instead. Just go to wgbw.fm and click events. You're welcome.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What is your favorite or least favorite word? Cinnamon. Love that word. And it's a superfood. I don't like the word buttress just because I'm immature. Con.
My favorite word is scoundrel. I would also say buttocks.
I said buttress and you said buttocks. John in Madison says words with silent letters bug me too. Pneumonia. Dumb. Funny because my name is John.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Civic Media.
Sunday mornings are more interesting than ever. Broadcasting from just off the city deck in downtown Green Bay. 97.9 WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, and we are talking about the lack of engagement with local news and a lot of reasons why people aren't as engaged, and it's fallen off significantly. And even 20 years ago, how people would look and seek local news coverage, and now they're maybe not as interested or the access isn't there. Although I would argue the access is there. We just got to look at different places. And the Press Times is one of those places that we need to look at. It's a paper newspaper that comes to your home on Friday. It's a $49 subscription, and it's local. But, Mike, not everybody reads the newspaper, especially if you didn't grow up with newspapers like I did and we did. And as much as I get frustrated with the other guys, I still crawl back and buy that paper. And it's expensive, too, I just want to say.
Sure, and they still do some really good local reporting.
Okay. But where else can we get your news? Talk about TikTok, some of the online stuff, and how you're trying to get people to appreciate it and talk about it.
Sure. So, you know, we when we bought the paper back in 2017, it had 300 subscribers. Today, we are over 7,000 subscribers, probably one of the only local, probably one of the only papers in the nation that's growing. And our whole philosophy is local, local, local. And so with our subscribers, those individuals are probably 50 years and older that are engaged in the community, that are looking for that type of news. At the same time, like you said, Jim, it's different. When we were growing up, my dad got the Milwaukee Sentinel at the house, the Press Gazette, the Green Bay News Chronicle. We got every day, and I grew up around that. Well, now my kids didn't see that. And I have a daughter that's a junior in college at University of Minnesota and one that's a senior at Green Bay Notre Dame High School. And I've had conversations with them, and a lot of their news comes from TikTok, scrolling through. And what's really scary is with everything going on with AI, what's real and what's not real. But what we've done is I don't think we are going to change the way the younger generation is getting their news. Now, when they get older, I do think by the time they're 35, 45 years old, they're going to like to sit on their back deck on the weekend, holding a paper in their hand, reading about the community, because they're going to have their kids in the school district. They're going to be concerned about what's going on. But now, as they're growing from 18 to 35 and flicking through TikTok, one of the things that we've started doing is Wi-Fi it. Let's join them and meet them where they're at. And so what we've been doing is a lot of video where we'll go to a high school sporting event and we'll do our story for the paper, but we'll do a photo gallery on Instagram, brand at the Press Times, and then we'll do a video interview of the athlete that scored 4 touchdowns or the girl that hit a home run to win the game for their softball team. And we'll put that video interview on our website and Facebook, but on TikTok as well, and brand at Press Times. And we're getting thousands of views from these high school students to the point now where they see us and they're like, hey, I'm going to be on the Press Times TikTok. But it's branding ourselves to them, and it's also a way to get out there and let them see what real news is, not going left or right. And then hopefully as they get older, they can gravitate towards what we're doing.
And that's sports. And I do think people take an interest in sports, especially, well, I think a lot of people take interest in sports, younger people and older people. How are we going to get people more engaged in the political process? You say when you're older and you're paying taxes and your kids are in school, I think you're right. I think that in of itself gets you more interested in what's going on in the place. But I think when people see national news, they are just turned off by politics. It is so divisive. And it's like right now, I mean, of course, we tape this show a few days before it airs, but the government is shut down. And I bet you they're going to be argued when this show airs too. I just don't see any. We had Tony Weed on last week. I think both sides are pretty dug in. But locally here, it's not that there's a lot of political fighting. It's just that I don't think people understand how good government can be when it works.
Agreed. And to your point earlier about areas where the city council meetings aren't being covered or school board, that's one thing that we'll never let go of is we're at every school board meeting in the greater Green Bay area, every city council meeting, every village board meeting. We had our reporter, actually one of our editors at Alloway last night, and was the only media there covering that village board meeting. And we need to be at all these meetings to have accountability, but also to let the community know what's going on in their area, because there's no other way they're going to know.
And that's just it. They don't attend the meetings, although they try to make them as convenient as they can. You know, it's not like we have meetings when people are working, but it's still I liked, well, they always showed up for our city, Green Bay City Council. Of course, they were right across the street. You know, the Press Gazette was there, and of course, BAY is right down the block. I did, sometimes when the media showed up, the council people acted a little bit different. So sometimes I was glad when they weren't there. But I think it's important that we have to work harder, though, to get local news. Would you agree to that? I think back when we were kids, or not kids, when we were 25, I think it was just easier to get. I think the newspapers were always there and the TV was always there and the radio always covered local. But it's just, for some reason, it's just not as plentiful.
No, I agree with you, Jim. If you look back to when I first started my career in this business, which was 1989, the Sunday Green Bay Press Gazette had 90,000 paid subscribers in Northeast Wisconsin. That's the Brown County, Door County, Kewaunee, O'Connell County, 90,000. And then the internet just raised havoc on that. And so,
yeah. But they can look. They can look to you guys. You're online. I mean, and it is local. You're not in Israel. Yep. You are
100% local news, sports, arts, entertainment, right. Daily
so
online.
So it's the Press Times. We need, as a community, we need to be engaged. Because if we're engaged, we can talk about it more. And, you know, I think we can really move the needle on a lot of these things. And we can participate more in some of the community events. You do a great job covering those, too. We didn't even get to that. But, you know, just thanks for what you're doing. I mean, yeah. I think we need this very badly. All right. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with some other media outlets. This is Lean Local with Jim Schmidt.
From Hobart to Bay Settlement, 97.9 WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. French authorities say they arrested two suspects in connection with last week's Louvre jewelry heist, and that one was arrested at a Paris airport Saturday trying to leave the country. ABC's Marcus Moore is at the foreign desk.
This robbery taking just 7 minutes, and we recently learned that investigators were analyzing DNA and fingerprint traces recovered at the scene, as well as on items dropped as they made that daring escape on motorbikes.
President Trump's in Malaysia. That's the first stop on his trip to Asia, where he took part in a signing that expands a ceasefire agreement between Cambodia and Thailand. He also announced a 10% increase in tariffs on Canadian goods. That's in response to a TV ad in Ontario that featured former President Reagan criticizing tariffs. Hurricane Melissa keeps getting stronger, now Category 4 strength, expected to reach Jamaica late Monday or Tuesday. Officials there are urging people to seek shelter. This is ABC News.
Reminiscing with Rodgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. In the lead up to the Sunday night football game between the Packers and Steelers, I had a chance to ask Aaron Rodgers about a funny photo of him in the back of a red pickup truck holding up a case of beer on their way back to the stadium one day. He talked about that and his days in the golf cart with David Bakhtiari.
You got unmuted, Mike.
What was happening that day, and talk about some of those times that maybe weren't so public.
Yeah, I mean, I don't remember exactly whose vehicle that was, but there was like a bunch of cases of beer in the back. So, you know, you guys would always take that walk back, and whether I was riding in the back of a truck or riding on that silly golf cart that D-Bot gave me, we were always messing around, having a good time. Those are some of the shenanigans and pranks. It got so crazy, some of the pranks they were pulling, that Mike at one point said, you know, cut that shit out, no more of that stuff, because they were doing some wild stuff.
That's Aaron Rodgers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Halloween creeps ever closer, and all the streaming platforms are well aware you might be in search of some good jump scares. Last week, TheWrap.com gave us some scary movies on HBO, and now they're sharing some Hulu offerings, which include The Fly, starring Jeff Goldblum. This 1986 film pulled a 94% on Rotten Tomatoes and is positively disgusting and wonderful. If you want to be scared and laugh a bit, check out Scream. And for those of you who are true masochists, there is the positively disgusting Saw for your streaming Halloween pleasure. I think we are officially out of ideas to watch based on what is gaining traction right now in people's living rooms. The 2010 action comedy The A-Team is finding new eyes after its Netflix release. The film was based on the 1980s TV show with George Peppard and Mr. T. The cast is led by Liam Neeson, who shares the screen with Bradley Cooper, Jessica Biel, and Rampage Jackson. He'll never be Mr. T. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mainly sunny for today, a high in the upper 50s. A mostly clear sky tonight, low in the upper 30s. And more sun on Monday, a high in the mid 50s. After that, rain chances return for Monday night, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Current temp is 30.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
A very funny stand-up comic, Mr. Mike Toomey. The last time I saw a Goldie Hawn film in the theater, the male lead was giving her a foot massage, yeah. And it was the worst foot I've ever seen. I actually said out loud, I went, ew. And my aunt started cracking up.
Yeah, maybe they could have had a stand-in, like a stunt foot.
Or please, something. Even if it's a guy's foot, I don't care.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll look back at the weekend sports and news headlines. Also be joined by our friend and colleague, Jane Matt Nair of Matt Nair on Air. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
From the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay,
This is Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, a weekly program focusing on local issues, prominent local candidates, political experts, and community leaders, helping to build better communities. This is Lean Local. And now, here's your host, former Green Bay Mayor Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back, everybody. You are listening to Lean Local, and it's an interesting show today. We're talking about leaning local, but where do you get the information so that you can lean local? I mean, where are the sources out there? We talked in the first segment about how, you know, we've lost 30% of our newspapers, and there's actually what they call news deserts in the state of Wisconsin. And just the access isn't there, but there's been some new opportunities for us as citizens, as residents of Greater Green Bay and Brown County, to gather some information. And one of them is the Press Times. And Mike was just here and talked about the effort that they're making. And, you can buy the paper. It's an annual subscription for $49. And it's 100% local. And some people really enjoy the sports. I really enjoy the fact that they go to every single council meeting, village board meeting. And some of those, just with all due respect, are very boring. But they sit through those meetings, and they, if there's something in there that they think the public should be aware of, they make a note of it. And I think that's really cool that, because going to those meetings, and I've been to many of them, it's your evening, right? I mean, they start at 6:37, and sometimes, you know, get some people that, you know, pontificate a little bit, they can go rather long, but you know, they capture the essence of the meeting, and you read that the next morning. It's like, okay, that's cool. We are going to look at this road. We are going to look at this building. We're going to look at this park. And so I think that's great that the Press Times is doing that. And they're very committed to it and his subscriptions. It was great to hear that, you know, they've gone from 300 to 7,000 subscriptions, but they're now doing video online, and they're trying to engage even a younger group to do that. So that's a good thing that's going on. I also want to mention a friend of mine, but a friend of mine really through email, has the Green Bay Buzz, which is an online source that you can go to. And he's done a good job, I think. Actually, I was reading this, and he covers just some quick hits on what's happening around Green Bay. Everything from what's happening in the school district, what's happening with events, things that are going on like National Night Out, just renovations at certain properties. And I think that's interesting to see. And then he delves into the story a little bit more. And then he'll feature some of the stories he'll dig into a little deeper. And so I wrote to him and I said, hey, look, I like what you're doing here. This is a great news source online, free, and we can subscribe to. And he's working hard to do this, but what a great source. You don't have to pay $49. It's not a newspaper. Some people aren't really into newspapers. And it's got everything in there. And it's easy to read. Some people don't like long stories. They just like to read a snippet. And he covers that. And I just want to give what's the greenbaybuzz.com?
Yeah.
Okay, and Connie Feldman is going to be my next guest, but she came early, like all good reporters do. and we want to talk a little bit about you've been in the news for a long time, but you're back in it and have more of a focus on local. I want to get to what you specifically do, but when I told you about the Green Bay Buzz, you're familiar with it.
I am. I love it. You know, it's a great snapshot of what's going on in the community. You know, you can get some headlines, some talkers, what people are talking about. And then if you want to dive into a story more, he has some of those. He has links to them.
Right.
But it's a great, just quick overall in a nutshell. What's going on? What are Green Bay people talking about right now?
And then I think he's done a good job with entertainment. I tell you, it frustrates me when people, there's nothing to do. There's nothing to do. There's a lot going on here, but you have to look harder. It's just, it's not as, Kyle made a good point. Maybe people aren't talking as much as they used to. A lot of times I would find out, not before I was in office, but friends would call and say, do you want to do this? I'm like, oh, I didn't even know that was going on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But
yeah.
Now I think for whatever reason, you have to kind of look on your own a little bit.
And, you know, people nowadays, people get so much online. Everything is at their fingertips. And they tend to take what's in their feed, you know, based
right.
on what they read. And they don't necessarily pursue, go out, you know. And you're right. Sometimes the national news or evening news is not telling you everything local.
But this Green Bay Buzz, I mean, he's got some of the events he has listed there. I mean, it's kind of smaller events, you know, something going on at Ned Kelly's or just, it's just cool stuff to go to and take part of. So I'm a big fan of his. He was going to be on our show today, but something came up that he couldn't be here. It's actually sick. But, you know, he talks about even the sports things. He doesn't dwell on it, but, you know, if the Blizzards are doing something that's special, you know, Jersey Night and all that. And it's just so easy to go through his website. So I just hope people support him. Again, it's GreenBayBuzz.com. You get on there, and again, we've got the Press Times, we've got the Green Bay Buzz, but I think it's good that we support these things and that we look. And you can read about the school referendum, you can read about this project, and then, you, like Connie just said, you can dig into it a little bit more, and then maybe you'll be so interested that you'll go to a meeting, and we can get back to that community engagement where it's like, wait a minute, I'm not sure I'm liking what I'm seeing here. You know what I mean?
I was going to ask if he's got in the buzz, does he have the corgi races at the Gamblers? The corgi races. Well, it just came out today. They're having some corgi races there. You know, it's not a national news story, but
it's our story.
Fun, and it's our story, right. And it's happening right here.
All right, so that's cool to him. So I want to let's support that. So we got those two things going on that we want to be on top of. Hey, before I bring you into a conversation, I want to just plug a couple of our advertisers because we got to pay a couple people around here. I'm not one of them. But, you know, we got a producer. And there's two companies that you talk about community engagement. And I just want to quickly mention them because they're both friends of mine. They're both big supporters of Lean Local and huge friends of the city of Green Bay, too. And one is Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. They just opened up a beautiful new facility on French Road in De Pere. And if you need windows or doors, boom, this is the place. I'm from old homes. I live in an older home, and they've done all our windows and doors over time to a new house to anything in between. And they come out with their laptop and show you the different designs and different styles, different colors. And it's a free consultation. It takes about an hour and a half, and you know, they'll put it together for you. And they do the installation, which is half the way you save your money. From heat and air conditioning is the installation. I mean, a good window without good installation is not a good idea. And we just are big fans of theirs. And, you know, even when I was in City Hall, and they've done some work for some of the many, many of the homes in Green Bay. And we just always appreciated their talent with their effort. And they have different financing packages. So just a shout out for Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. It's just PellaWI.com. And you can just go online and you look at some of the products. And they have a lot of products. I'm just talking about windows and doors right now. But they have systems, walls, and everything else there. And their phone number is, again, 920-435-3791. So support them. They're great to Green Bay. They've done a lot of work for the community shelter where I work at and done some donations. And then the other company that I've been talking about for as long as we've been on the show, because they've been in our corner, is Nicolet Bank. Just they've been great. Everything from helping us build the city deck, they gave money to the roller coaster, and plus they do so many things for community shelters, for Boys and Girls Club. They are everywhere. And, you know, they have their core values to be real, be responsive, be personal, be memorable, and be entrepreneurial. And they've helped a lot of businesses. We've had some of their businesses on here as guests, and they said, look, I mean, a bank is great when you're making money. But when you're not making money, that's when you find out if they're great or not. And if they come and say, look, you know, we got to do a little reorganization here. And Nicolet is that kind of bank. And again, they've only been around, 2002, and 57 branches. And they're just a terrific bank. And you can look them up at NicoletBank.com or give them a call, 800-369-0226. So two great companies here in Green Bay. And we've got a couple more that are coming on board. Of course, Rumley's Jewelry, Tail Waggers, where my dog is right now. So they're all good companies here. And I love doing business with good businesses, but also businesses that give back to our community. That's just my thing. So we're going to shift gears now. So we talked about a newspaper. We talked about an online source. Let's talk about Civic Media. Civic Media, which is who I work for, they made a commitment. They stepped into the media business, bought a number of stations in Wisconsin, and with their focus, Civic Media, Wisconsin-based network of news, talk, and music. And their mission is to keep communities informed, entertained, and connected by prioritizing local news. That's a beautiful mission statement because...
Yes, it is.
Well, we've lost so much of that. I mean, I don't know if you heard earlier, but, you know, some of the stuff has gone down 30%, just the engagement that we had from communities. And that hurts. It hurts civic engagement. It hurts politics, voting, everything is affected because if people don't think anything's going on locally, they don't, not that they don't care, but they're just not as engaged, right? And so civic, you know, keeping communities connected and with the commentary and respective dialogue is just great what they do. And it's a significant portion of their stations feature news and talk programming while some play music. And Lean Local is one of those shows that they asked me to do, and I love doing it. Took a little bit of a break when they made some changes, but, you know, kept this, brought this one back. And Connie Thelman is, you know that name. Maybe you don't know the name, but you'll know the face because she was on TV for, you were on TV for what, 15 years?
Yeah. And then I went back after a 15-year break. So I've been around a while.
You have. And you must see, would you agree that there's been some changes in local coverage?
Well, and you talked about Civic Media and their commitment to local. They brought me on as a specific Green Bay News local reporter and anchor. So they wanted to focus. This position didn't exist before.
Right.
And they wanted someone who was familiar with the local news and who could talk about, you know, what are people talking about? What's the stories? And you mentioned city council meetings. And I agree. You know what? They can be boring. And you can get them online. They're live streamed. But it means something to go and sit in those meetings in person. And it means something, especially for a journalist, to go there and, you know, be seen and be a part of what's going on in person.
Because there's a feel in that room.
Yes.
Because I've spent 20 years in the room. And then I read about it sometimes. It's like... That didn't really capture the essence of what happened last night, you know? But I think that's great that on the radio with your voice, you can kind of convey a little bit of, was that said or how was it said?
Right.
You know what I mean? Because not that there was ever blood on the floor, but came close. But anyway, I just think it's great that Civic, you know, is just so dedicated to providing quality broadcast and digital hometown spoken word. And I think we need to hear that because I think people are going to hear that. And I think you're doing a great job bringing that. I want to take a quick break. I want to come back. And where do you get your information and how do you decide? There's so much going on.
Yeah.
And how do you prioritize? We're going to do this story. We're not going to do that story. We're going to be right back. Connie Thelman, Jim Schmidt, Lean Local with Civic Media.
Sunday mornings are more interesting than ever. Broadcasting from just off the city deck in downtown Green Bay. 97.9 WGBW.
Transform your bathroom with the beautiful quality of Bath Planet. Bath Planet has earned the Good Housekeeping Seal, a symbol of quality and consumer confidence for over 100 years. And right now, for a limited time, you can upgrade your bathroom for 50% off installation or choose 18 months with no interest and no payments. But you need to call now. This special offer is only available by calling 800-329-4115. That's 800-329-4115. Call 800-329-4115 right now before the offer ends.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What is your favorite or least favorite word? Cinnamon. Love that word. And it's a superfood. I don't like the word buttress just because I'm immature. Con.
My favorite word is scoundrel. I would also say buttocks.
I said buttress and you said buttocks. John in Madison says words with silent letters bug me too. Pneumonia. Dumb. Funny because my name is John.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Sunday mornings are more interesting than ever. Broadcasting from just off the city deck in downtown Green Bay, 97.9 WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Everybody, Lean Local. We are talking today about leaning local, but where do you get that information? We've lost a little bit through some of the traditional media outlets, and we had the Press Times on, and that is a good local newspaper. They're also online, even via TikTok. 100% what's going on locally. So maybe a little bigger effort to reach out to the Press Times and kind of see what's going on. And then, of course, we have the kind of a new source of news online called the Green Bay Buzz. And this Mike Higgins guy works hard to get not just news stories, but entertainment. And if you want to dig a little bit deeper into something that happened with a vote or a referendum or some of the buzz that's going on with a county project, you can even look deeper into that story all online for free. The Green Bay Buzz, and I just want to give him a lot of credit for putting that the news piece together online, the Green Bay Buzz. And we're talking with Connie Feldman right now, who was hired by Civic Media to focus on what's going on locally. And she puts together, of course, the news that you hear on all our throughout the day, throughout the week. And I just want to give Sage and everyone else here at Civic Media just thank you for allowing me to do this show. And here on Lean Local, we spend an hour a week on Sundays bringing you what I think are our subjects and topics of discussion that I hope give you a feel for what's going on here locally. And again, today we talked about some news sources, and we've had quite a few different people. We've talked about suicide. We've talked to the sheriff. He's been on here, the Volunteer Center. And, you know, next week we'll have Mark Murphy on here. Of course, he was with the Packers for some time and is now at UWGB. And that's going to be interesting because some of these guys, you know, when they make a little bit of money, they tee it up and go go elsewhere. And he's sticking around the community. And I think we should thank him for that, because he's not only going to be here volunteering, but he's going to be here making a difference. He actually bought a golf course that he'll tell us a little bit about that. And then, you know, that'll be on the 3rd. And then on the 9th, something that's going on here, and it's nationally, but, you know, we have to take care of it locally. This whole Medicare, you know, it's open enrollment.
Yep.
And it's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, it is crazy what's going on. And I know that some of you listeners, Medicare, that's not me, but look, your parents are going to ask some questions and your friends, but there's some things that I think we should all know, whether we're on Medicare or not, about what to look out for, because there's some scammers out there. And I just want people to know, we've got a guy coming in here who knows everything and anything about Medicare. A friend of mine, and I just want him to kind of set us straight. And there's a lot of advertising going on because it's open enrollment, right? And they have every right to advertise as much as they want, but not every program is for everybody, you know? And you got to look at, prescription drugs have gone up quite a bit, as everybody knows that. But and there's some things that, you know, they give you money for health clubs and for buying things. And there's other things that if you're big on, if your medical needs are a certain way, you might want a different program. Mm-hmm. And there's like 5 or 6 that we have an opportunity to choose from. Some are local, some are more national. So I want to talk about that. And I'll make that really interesting, because I'm learning a lot more about that.
Well, and those scams that you mentioned, are, you know, those are scary because, you know, with AI nowadays, they can really impersonate.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, you talked about some older people with Medicare. They may, you know, they may not have the technological skills to necessarily detect that. And they think, hey, this person's really trying to help me get the best deal.
Or people might stay on a program and there's a better one out there for
right.
them. And I think it's like, remember they always talk about car insurance and should you switch? It's like, well, I've been on this thing for 15 years. It's like, so?
Yeah.
It's once in a while, you got to kind of look around and see what's going on. And then we're going to spend a little bit of time with UWGB. They've got a lot of cool things going on there. Some new programs, not just in education, but in athletics. And we want to get some people on here from GB. And then November 23rd is going to be a great show. We're going to talk about the homeless in the community. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of changes being happening, some new developments happening.
Yep.
And there's a groundbreaking coming up on the 18th of November. So on the 23rd, we're going to have the director come in, and Terry Ruskar is going to talk us about what we're doing to really end homelessness in Green Bay. So we have a great lineup. Thanks to Kyle. We got a great lineup coming up in November, and we're excited about that. So Civic, again, the news that you bring, the local news, how do you decide? There's a lot going on. Mm-hmm.
Well, how do I decide? A lot of it, Jim, you know, you talked about, I've been in the news in this area for a long time, 30 years. So you have a sense for the Green Bay community, what people are talking about, what they want to know more about, how our community differs than maybe other communities. You know, the Packers and weather are going to drive the bus. That's not going to say I'm going to ignore other news, but on a Monday morning, folks just want a quick update. Hey, what's the score? And, you know, people want to know, this is what you're going to get locally. You're going to get news that's tailored to this community and what people in Green Bay and the surrounding areas care about.
That's awesome. That's Civic. And that's where you spend your time and money.
Yeah. Well, and we don't do a lot of crime. We don't do a lot of police blotter, I would say. I think that sets us apart. We do, you know, some community interest stories.
Right.
If something is significant and impacts more people, of course, we're going to let you know about it.
So if we're going to, you know, bend the curve here on this community engagement that's been falling, to come to Civic Media is a good start.
Yes.
I think they've really made an effort. When Sage bought the company, his mission is to engage the local community. I think this is a good start. Press Times is a good place to go. And, of course, the Green Bay Buzz. And if people make just a little bit more of an effort, and I think they're going to be very happy in how easy it is and how hard we're trying to bring the local community to them as well.
And it's news every half hour on the top and bottom of the hour all day. And then we have a podcast you can go to. You can go to our website. You can find local news anytime you want.
Same with this show. You can download this as well. So, all right. Well, we're going to work harder on this. We got a great lineup coming up. Thanks for listening. This has been Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, and you've got the sources out there. We're trying to connect with the community, and please try and connect with us as well. Take care. We'll see you next week on Lean Local with Jim Schmidt.
If it happens in Wisconsin, you'll hear about it on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.
Local news and timeless hits. WGBW, Denmark Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump's first full day in Asia began with helping in an expanded ceasefire agreement between Thailand and Cambodia.
The United States will have a robust commerce and cooperation.
The deal builds off a truce from 3 months ago and will free 18 Cambodian prisoners. Trump then signing trade deals with Cambodia, Malaysia, and a framework deal with Thailand.
That's ABC Selena Wang. The president also announced a 10% increase in tariffs on Canadian imports. That's in response to an Ontario TV ad that featured former President Ronald Reagan criticizing tariffs. Hurricane Melissa, now a Category 4 storm, continues to get stronger, and officials in Jamaica are urging people on the island to evacuate and take precautions now before expected landfall tomorrow night or early Tuesday. The prosecutor in Paris says two people have been arrested in connection with last week's jewel heist at the Louvre, one of them at the airport while attempting to flee to Algeria. This is ABC News.